The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 58, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 10th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 58. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Machchita sarvadurgani, mat prasadatrishyasi, atat chetvam mahankaran, nashrosyasi vanankshyasi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Purport. A person in full Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend, who is so devotedly engaged, working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He is already under the strict material laws. But as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha
Krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamsha.
Krishna isn't messing around.
Krishna
not beating around the bush, as they say. He's making it very clear. Black and white. If you're Krishna conscious, you'll become free of all obstacles. But if you're not, you'll be lost. I mean, he really makes it clear. It's one or the other. Be Krishna conscious, become completely free from all difficulties. Or neglect Krishna consciousness and be completely lost. It's like Prabhupada one time said, you're either a demon or you're a devotee. There's no in between. You're Sura or you're Asura. You can't be halfway. You're either one or the other. So, of course, Prabhupada is making his case why we should be Krishna conscious. He gives us a lot of good reasons why we should be Krishna conscious. The first point Prabhupada brings out is a person who is in full Krishna consciousness is not worried about executing his duties. Just like his duty is to speak the truth. He doesn't have to worry about executing this duty of speaking the truth. He simply has to sincerely speak the truth, that's all. And Krishna will cover for him. Ananyas chintayantomam yejana paryapasate tesham nichibayuktanam yogachemam vahamyam. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating in my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. So if someone simply serves Krishna with full sincerity of attitude, he's protected by Krishna at every minute. Not part-time protection. Full-time protection. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. It is stated that when Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. Look at Hiranyakashipu, so powerful demon. Just by the mere lifting of his eyebrow, the whole demigods would shudder in fear, you see. The universal controllers would go into complete anxiety just when he lifted his eyebrow. That's how powerful he was. But when Krishna wanted to kill him, nothing could protect him. Even though he had so many boons from Lord Brahma, you can't be killed in the day or the night. You can't be killed in the land, the sea, or the air. You can't be killed by any man or by any beast or by any weapon. You can't be killed indoors or outdoors. So many boons. He was convinced that he was immortal. He was celebrating. I am immortal. Now I am immortal. And he terrorized the whole universe. But when Krishna wanted to kill him, he appeared as Nrisimha Bhagavan. He honored every single boon of Brahma. And he killed that rascal. So, when Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. Even if you're surrounded by the entire Latvian army, when Krishna wants to get you, he's going to get you. But on the other hand, when Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. Even if the whole Latvian army comes to kill you, they surround your house, and the Latvian Air Force comes dropping bombs on you.
Is
it? If Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. So, therefore, the smart thing to do is to get on the good side of Krishna, you see. And it's so easy to do. I mean, it's amazing. He's the biggest, most powerful man, but it's so easy to get on his good side. All you have to do is please his dog. Just please the savaka, that's all you have to do, you see. If you can please the savaka, then you're in like Flynn, as they say in English. You're really in, you know, you really made it. If you can please the savaka. So who is the savaka, the dog of God? That is the spiritual master. All you have to do is please the spiritual master. Somehow or other, make the guru happy, you see. Just like today, one of my disciples, he made very nice chapatis. Sankirtan Das made wonderful chapatis. With little help from Adi Dev, who rolled the dough. So by pleasing his spiritual master, Krishna showered unlimited mercy upon him, you see. So this is all you have to do. You simply have to please the bona fide spiritual master. And then your life becomes perfect. And then Krishna protects you at every minute. You have nothing to fear. Even the whole Latvian army can't make you afraid. You see? Because Krishna is protecting you. So why would somebody want to leave Krishna consciousness and go live in a so-called Christian monastery? Doesn't make any sense. Here is the real personality of Godhead himself. Fully revealed. The Christians only have a vague idea. But here, God is fully revealed. His original form. He has two original forms. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. They are both the original personality of Godhead. And both of them are here tonight. So you can actually see Krishna. He's standing here. You can bow down to him. You can offer him a candle during the Damodar prayers, you see.
Jūs varat nolēkties viņu priekšā, jūs viņam varat piedāvāt uguni, tad, kad Damodar...
Damodar is leaving tomorrow morning, so this is your, this is a good, this is a good chance. He's leaving tomorrow morning for the USA.
Damodars dodas rīt uz Ameriku, tāpēc šī ir pēdējā iespēja šovakar.
So those of you who are here tonight, you are very blessed for this very auspicious opportunity.
Un šī ir ļoti labvēlīgā iespēja, tā ir liela svētība šovakar.
So, in this way, try to understand what is the science of bhakti. Don't mess around with material nature. Just become sober devotee of the Lord. And you will taste the bliss like anything. Why continue suffering? Are you a masochist? I mean, why continue suffering? Surrender to
Krishna.
When you eat, what do? You feed your belly, don't you? Do you just try to squish the food in your fingers or do you feed your belly?
Kur jūs mēģināt sasvaidīt ēdienu starp saviem pirkstiem, vai jūs ēdienu nogādājat kuņģi?
Everybody feeds their belly.
Katrs piepilda savu vēderi.
So we are like the hand and Krishna is like the belly.
Un mēs esam tā kā roka un Krishna ir tā kā vēders.
Do not think that you can enjoy separately from Krishna.
Nedomājieties, ka jūs varat baudīt atsevišķi no Krishnas.
Forget it. It's not possible. You can't do it. You cannot enjoy separately from Krishna. No more than the hand can enjoy without feeding the stomach. So give your love to Krishna, as Vishnu Jan Maharaj used to say. Give your love to Krishna and then you will feel the greatest happiness within your heart. You become free from all illusion, from all confusion, from all delusion, and you'll experience an incredible transfusion
un jūs izbaudīsiet pilnīgas pārmaiņas
of consciousness.
Jūs apziņas pārmaiņas.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Un tagad jautājumu, vēl jautājumu.
Yeah.
You said that we have to give our love to Krishna. Do we already have this love or we have to get this love from somewhere to give it?
Jūs teicāt, ka mums ir jādod savu mīlestību Krišnam. Mums jau ir šī mīlestība, vai arī mums šī mīlestība jādabū no kaut kurienes citurienes.
Actually, the love is already there within your heart.
Patiesībā mīlestība jau ir jūsu sirdī.
It's simply buried under thousands of layers of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion and envy.
Tā vienkārši ir zem tūkstošiem pārklājumiem, kas sastāv no skaudības, alfatības, neprāta, ilūzijas, dusmā.
So by chanting, you will bring that natural love out.
Un atkārtojot Dieva svētos vārdus, jūs vienkārši dabiski atbrīvojat šo te mīlestību.
By bowing down to the Lord, you bring that love out.
Un noliecoties Dieva priekšā, jūs atbrīvojat šo mīlestību.
By serving the spiritual master, you will bring that love out.
Un kalpojot savam garīgiem skolotājiem, jūs atbrīvojat šo mīlestību.
And just like when the God brother back at 26 Second Avenue,
kā viens no maniem garīgiem brāļiem savā laikā vēl otrajā avēnijā,
back when they used to call Prabhupada Swamiji,
tajā laikā, kad Prabhupada vēl tika savs par Swamiji,
every night when Swamiji would come into the small little temple room, everyone would bow down and offer obeisances.
Katru vakaru, kad Swamiji ienāca nedēļajā templi istabā, visi noliecās viņu priekšā.
See, that is the etiquette. Whenever you see the guru, immediately bow down.
Tas ir tā etiķete. Vienmēr, kad jūs redzat guru, jūs noliecaties viņu priekšā.
When the guru enters, you bow down.
Kad guru ienāk istabā,
when the guru leaves, you bow down.
Noliecaties, kad viņš iziet.
When you enter the guru's presence, you bow down. When you leave his presence, you bow down.
Kad jūs ierodaties pie guru, jūs noliecties, kad jūs aiziet no guru, jūs noliecties.
But there was one god brother, Gargamuni.
Bet bija viens no maniem garīgiem brāļiem, Gargamuni.
He was saying, well, the others bow down, but for me it doesn't feel natural.
Viņš teica, nu, pārējie noliecās, bet man tas nešķiet dabiski.
So I want to be a natural man.
Es gribu būt dabisks.
So he didn't bow down. See?
Tā viņš neliecās.
So when the time for the questions came,
un tad pienāca jautājuma laiks,
he said, Swamiji,
Swamiji,
when you enter the room, everybody bows down.
Tad, kad jūs ienākat istabā, visi noliecās jūs priekšā.
But I do not bow down.
Bet es nenoliecos.
Because for me it does not feel natural.
Tāpēc, ka es nejūtu, ka tas ir organiski, dabiski.
Is that all right, Swamiji?
Vai tas ir okay?
He wanted permission not to bow down, see?
Viņš vēlējās atļauj, neliekties.
So Prabhupada said, you must bow down.
Prabhupada teica, tas ir tavs pienākums.
He said, if you will do it, then the natural feeling will come.
Jo, ja tu jau to darīsi, to tikai caur tā darīšana, tā dabiskā sajūta arī parādīsies.
So the love is there.
Mīlestība ir tur.
You simply have to engage in the regulated principles of devotional service. And then you will feel the love coming. That's what convinced me to surrender to
Prabhupada. See,
one day I felt the love coming in my heart. Prabhupada prem. Love for Prabhupada came in my heart one day. I was hearing the recording, the Radha Krishna Temple album. Devotees were singing so beautifully. Samsaradava naladidholoko Tranayakar yunaganaganarvam praptashyakalyana gunarnavasya vandegoroshi charanarvinam. I heard that singing. And it went deep into my heart. These devotees have so much love for Prabhupada. And that love is so sweet. And I was thinking, my eyes, I was crying. I was thinking, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada? So that's how I joined. That's when I met Prabhupada. Prabhupada entered my heart at that moment. So try to learn how to love Srila Prabhupada. Try to learn how to love the spiritual master. Try to learn how to love the Vaishnavas. Try to learn how to love Krishna. It's not artificial. Because you have the love already there. You just have to bring it out, that's all. Any other question? Yes. Yes, our love is pervertedly expressed in what is known as lust. Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapama vidyanayam revairinam.
Jautājums ir, jā, mums jau ir tā mīlestība, bet vai nav tā, ka tā mīlestība jau ir sadalīta daudzos dažādos virzienos? Un atbildi ir jā. Mums ir izkropļotā veidā tā mīlestība, kas mūsos ir, viņa ir pārvērtusies par iekāri.
So that original pure love of Krishna, when it comes in contact with the material mode of passion, it's transformed into lust and it becomes many-branched. Vavishayatmaka buddhir ekeha kuranandana bahushaka hyanantasya buddhyo vyasayanam. You see?
Tā sākotnējā tīrā mīlestība uz Krišnu, kas mums ir, ka tad, kad tā saskarās ar materiālo dabu, tā pārvēršās par iekāju.
So as soon as that pure love of Krishna, which is one-pointed, becomes in contact with the material mind of passion, it's transformed into lust, and then it becomes many-branched. It becomes splayed out all over the place.
Jā, un tātad tas notiek tieši kaislības ietekmi. Tad, kad saskarās ar kaislības gumu, šī mīlestība, tā pārvēršās par iekāri, un tā iekāri izpaužās visdažādākajos veidos, tā ir visdažādākās izpausmes, kas pārklāja pilnīgi visu.
So, it's just like a dog, you know, everywhere. Everywhere, sniffing, looking. A human being walking down the street here, looking at the girls, looking at the shops, looking for cigarettes, you know, just his senses are being pulled a million directions.
Jūtekļi miljonus dažādos virzienos sadalās līdzīgi kā suns, kurš nepārtraukti ošņā, kaut ko tā arī cilvēks nepārtraukti skatās, te ir kāds kā sievietē, kā cigarete, tas.
Because that's what happens when you get lusty, your consciousness gets splayed everywhere.
Tas, kas notiek, tad, kad jums ir iekāri, tad jūsu apziņas sadalās pilnīgi uz visos virzienos.
Every girl becomes an object of meditation, you know, this is crazy.
Kļūst par meditācijas objektu.
So the when you bring your consciousness back to its original pure state, then it becomes totally focused.
Un tad, kad jūs atgriežat savu apziņu tā sākotnējā formā, tad tā jūs pilnībā fokusēta.
Yatādīpo nivātasto nengate sovamāsmrita yogino yachitittasya yunjito yogamātmanaha. You see, as a lamp in a windless place does not waver.
Tāpat kā lampa, kas tāpat kā lampa vai svets, kas atrodas bezvējainā vietā, nekustās liesma.
The transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self.
Viņš vienmēr ir stabils savā meditācijā uz pārpasaulīgo esamību, sevis esamību.
Yes. You can answer.
Šī te panta sākumā ir teiks, lai kādas ir darbības cilvēks neveikt, jo viņš to veic, būdams Krišnas apziņā, tad viņš ir vienmēr aizsargāts. Un pat, ja viņš šo darbību veic nepilnīgi vai nepareizi, arī tad viņš ir aizsargāts.
There was one brahmachari, he was very lusty, he was always looking at the girls.
Vienkārši brahmačārijas, kurš bija iekārts pilns vienmēr pēc uz mēģinājumu skatījās.
So, he went, Prabhupada sent him to the grocery store to get something, to bring it back.
Un Prabhupada aizsūtīja viņu uz veikalu kaut ko nopirkt.
And he said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, my mind was so agitated, I was looking here, I was looking there, I was so disturbed.
Un viņš atbildēja, oh, Prabhupada, mans prāts ir tik satrauks, es skatos tur un šur un...
And Prabhupada said, but you did your duty. I sent you to get the thing. You came back. You did your duty. So in spite of whatever disturbance is there, if we just stick to our duty, then we can please our spiritual master. Even if our consciousness is, you know, looping the loop around the Milky Way, we should
pat, ja mūsu apziņa pilnīgi veic tādus uz piena ceļus, ceļo projām.
If we can stick to the order that we receive from our spiritual master, then we became solidly.
Ja mēs turēsimies pie norādījumu, ko mēs esam saņēmuši no garīgās skolotāja, tad mēs esam stabili.
Apurjamā namachala pratishtam samudrama pāpa viśanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve shashamtim apnoti nakama kami. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean.
Cilvēks, kuru nesatrauc vēlmes, kas plūst viņa prātā, līdzīgi tāpat kā upes ieplūst okeānā.
Which is ever being filled, but always remains still.
Kas ir vienmēr pārpildīts, bet tajā pašā laikā paliek nemainīgs.
Can alone achieve peace.
Var, tāds cilvēks var sasniegt mieru.
Not the person who strives to satisfy such desires.
Ne tas cilvēks, kurš cenšas apmierināt šīs vēlmes.
So even if you have a million material desires swirling it around your heart, if you just stick to your duty, then you'll be okay. And gradually the mind will calm down and get fixed in Krishna
consciousness.
Yes, all right. So service is given, all right. Mm-hmm.
Not be appropriate or whatever, but if that person takes out the activities for service, just like we were discussing this morning.
Now, Prabhupada told me that actually whatever duty you're given, your authority, you should not question, you just do the duty.
I didn't get the question.
I'd rather not discuss this politics. No, please don't bring that up.
Ja cilvēks dara savus pienākumus, ja cilvēks dara savus pienākumus un tie pienākumi saskaņā skolotāju norādījumiem, tad viss būs kārtībā.
You know, I'd rather not bring those issues. That's for East Agosti. What are you bringing? Ah, yes, the answer is yes.
Jautājums bija, ja bhakta veic pienākumu, kas viņam ir dots, vai Krishna, tad viņa aizsargā? Atbilde ir jā.
Yeah, if I sincerely, whatever duty I'm given, if I follow that, then Krishna will protect me. That's a thing.
Jā, ja kurš pienākums, kas man tiek dots, ja es to izpildu, tad Krishna man aizsargā.
Actually, it is also stated that in every endeavor there is some kind of fault. Krishna states.
Krishna arī saka, ka katrai darbībai patiesībā ir kāds trūkums.
So in every endeavor there is some kind of fault. So the thing is, the result should be offered to Krishna. That's the point.
Ideja ir tāda, ka lai arī katrai darbībai ir kāds trūkums, šīs darbības rezultāts ir jāpiedāvā Krishna.
Anything you do in this material world, there's bound to be something wrong with it. just like a devotee, maybe working a job as a travel agent, for example. It seems like a clean occupation, you know, selling airline tickets. Not But then the people say, well, you know, I'd like to have a meat dinner. So he has to tell the airline to give them a meat. Well, actually, meat is the default, but if they don't ask for a vegetarian dinner, then he's arranging a meat dinner for them by giving them a ticket.
Tad, kad viņš viņiem izrakstās biļetes, ar to pašu viņš organizē viņiem arī pusdienās gaļu.
And the body may think, well, I think I should quit that job. Because when they buy an airline ticket, then the airline gives them a meat, and I was connected with them.
Tāpēc, ka tad, kad viņi pērk šo avio biļetes, tad viņi pasaņem gaļu, un es esmu ar to saistīts.
But then every job he goes to, if he looks far enough into the results of it, he finds there's always something wrong with every job he could get.
Bet ja viņš tā padomās par jebkuru darbu pietiekami detalizēt, viņš ieraudzīs, ka tā darba rezultāti tā vai savādāk ir saistīta ar kaut ko.
Then he thinks, well, how can I earn a living?
Un tad viņš domā, nu kā tad vispār es varu kaut ko nopelnīt savu dzīvošanu.
So the thing is, you do the best you can to live a pure life and then offer the result to Krishna.
Tātad ideja ir, jūs dzīvojat maksimāli tīri, cik jūs vien varat, un rezultātus piedāvājat Krishna.
I mean, even by driving, you know, traveling to your job every day, you're killing so many insects. Sitting in your office every day, breathing. You're killing so many microbial germs just by sitting in your office and breathing.
bet tikai elpojot savā ofisā, jo ieelpojot, izelpojot, jūs tik daudz visādas baktērijas nogludināt.
So you can't expect, in this material world, there's always going to be something wrong. You
see?
You just have to offer the results of Krishna, that's all. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yeah, we have to just try the best we can to be Krishna conscious and please our spiritual master. So are there any other questions? Yeah.
What would you tell to a person who knows nothing about Krishna consciousness if such a person asked, why should I come and listen to your lecture?
I see. I would ask them, what do you want out of life?
Es viņam pajautātu, ko tu vēlies no dzīves?
What are you looking for, sir?
Pēc kā tu tiecies šajā dzīvē?
You answer me.
Atbildiet, lūdzu.
What would you like out of life, sir?
Ko, kungs, jūs vēlētos no šīs dzīves?
In English. Tell me in English. What would you like out of your life?
To be happy.
Yes. Are you fully happy now?
Vai esat laimīgs tagad? No.
Then you should come hear my lecture.
Because
I will teach you how to achieve unlimited happiness.
Yeah.
Any question? Yeah.
But if a person who knows something about Krishna consciousness, such a person probably would never openly ask such a question, but let's say such a person might think, well, I have an option. Go to Sankarshan Prabhu lecture or spend that hour listening, let's say, another lecture of another guru, but recording. Why should I go to your lecture instead? What would you answer then?
Mans jautājums bija, bet ja cilvēkam, kurš zina kaut ko par Krishna sapziņu un saka, labi, bet tajā laikā man ir izvēle iet stundu klausīties jūsu lekciju vai, piemēram, klausīties kādu citu lekciju. Kāpēc man būtu jāiet tieši uz jūsu lekciju?
Have you heard my lectures before? Any of my lectures?
Vai jūs esat dzirdējis kādas manas lekcijas pirms tam?
Yes or no?
Yes.
What do you, are you inspired by them?
Vai tās iedvesmoja jūs? Yes.
All right. So, actually, the real answer is you should do whatever inspires you the most in your Krishna consciousness. If you're more inspired by hearing, you know, the lecture, the hearing the recording, go on, hear the recording. And if you're more inspired by hearing my lecture, then you must come to my lecture. We should always do that which when we have a choice, we should always do that which inspires us the most in our Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Yeah.
Jautājums ir, mēs atkārtojam mantru un lūdzam, lai mūs iesaista kalpošanā, bet kad šī kalpošana nāk, mums tā tiek, ir iespēja kalpot, tad mēs izvairāmies no tā. Kāpēc tas tā notiek? Tas ir pirmais jautājums. Otrais jautājums, vai pareizi apgalvojums, ja mēs kalpojam visiem, mēs nekalpojam nevienam. We are begging to be engaged in the devotional service, but when this service comes, we try to avoid it. Why? Sorry? While chanting, yeah, we are begging for praying for
being involved, engaged in devotional service, when it comes, we try to avoid it. This is the first question. And another question is, it is said that if you serve...
Can I answer one question, bro? Because your chanting is mechanical. It's on your lips, but it's not in your heart. You have to move the mantra from here down to here. And then when the service comes, you'll be in bliss. Oh, thank you, Krishna.
Thank you.
Next question.
The next question, is it the truth that saying there is a statement, one who serves everyone serves no one? So one who is trying to serve everybody actually is serving nobody.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
If you don't serve Krishna, serving everyone is like watering the leaves of the tree without watering the root.
Tāpēc, ka kalpot visiem, tas ir tāpat kā laistīt koku lapas, bet nesapnis.
You have to serve Krishna, and then you can serve everyone.
Ja jūs kalpojat Krishna, tad jūs kalpojat visiem.
If you try to serve everyone neglecting Krishna, you're serving nobody.
Bet jūs kalpojat visiem, nekalpojat Krishna.
In fact, you're doing a disservice.
Tas ir tieši pretējis. Pastāstiet lūdzu sīkāk, jo viens bakta man lūdzu kaut ko palīdzēt, otrs, kā man to pareizi saprast. Could you explain it more, because if one devotee asks me to help him, another one asks me to help him, third one...
Then you should. You have a temple authority. Do you? You have authority that you're working under here in the temple. Who is your authority here in this temple?
Bhaktiman.
Then you have to just do it. Follow. Then you just do whatever he says, and let the others say, "Well, if you want my service, you have to consult with Bhaktiman. I work under him." Say, "I'm working fully under Bhaktiman's direction, but I just do whatever he tells me to do. So, if you need my service, you check with him. He's my manager."
Es strādāju pilnībā viņu pakļautībā, jo es vēlties manu kalpošanu, tad saskaņoju to ar viņu, jo viņš ir mans menedžers.
I mean, if you have free time, you can do it, of course, but if you don't have enough time to answer all, if you have some free time, you can serve any devotee. That's very nice. But if you're being pulled in too many directions, then it's time to back off. Like, you know, give yourself a little space for reading and chanting. Any other question? Yeah.
Kas ir mūsu domas, no kurienes tās rodas?
What are our thoughts and where do they come from?
The thoughts are subtle energy.
Domas ir smalka enerģija.
And they come from your desire.
Un tās nāk no jūsu vēlmes.
Whatever, if you desire to serve Krishna, then you will have Krishna conscious thought.
Jūsu vēlme būs Krishna, tad jums būs Krishnas apziņas domas.
And if you desire to try to enjoy separately from Krishna, you will have you'll have so many material thoughts.
Bet jums būs vēlme baudīt neatkarīgi no Krišnas, tad jums būs ļoti daudz materiālu rakstura domu.
So, to make your thoughts perfect, you simply have to purify your desires.
Lai padarītu savas domas pilnīgas, jums vienkārši ir jātīra savas vēlmes.
Thoughts are the manifestation of the mind.
Domas ir prāta izpausme.
The mind is under the control of the intelligence.
Prāts ir pakļauts saprātam.
So if you can actually understand the reality of your identity as part and parcel of Krishna.
Un ja jūs sapratīsiet, ka patiesībā jūsu būtība, jūsu esība ir tā, ka jūs esat daļiņa no Krišnas.
Then your mind will become perfectly controlled.
Tad jūsu prāts būs pilnīgā kontrolē.
You will develop intelligence the more you study these books.
Jūs saprātu varat attīstīt, arī vairāk studējot šīs grāmatas.
So do that and your thoughts will become perfect.
Dariet tā, un jūs kļūsiet pilnīgs.
Yes.
Если служение дано преданными, да?
Ja kalpošana dod bhaktas, bet ja tās kalpošanas ir tik daudz, ka vairs neatliek laika biedroties, ja, par biedrošanu, vai ar to ir pietiekami, lai izpildot šo kalpošanu, būtu Krišnas aizsardzība.
If different services are given by devotees, but a person is so loaded with these services, not having time left for association, can we say that such a person rendering these services required is protected by Krishna?
Yes, if one is doing that in a very, very intense service situation, I've been there before.
Yeah, ja cilvēks to dara tādā ļoti intensīvā kalpošanas.
Sometimes we have so much service, it's like a constant marathon.
Ir tāda situācija, ka man ir bijis tā, ka man bija jādara tik daudz kalpošanas, ka tas likās kā nepārtraukts maratons.
Many years ago I was told, oh, Sankarshan Dasa, now you should go to Houston and become the vice president.
Man kāds gadus atpakaļ teica, Sankarshan Dasa, jums ir jābrauc uz Houston, jākļūst par prezidentu.
So I went to the Houston, went all the way over to the Houston to join that temple, and I got there, the cook invited me into the kitchen.
Un es devos uz šo templi un satiku tur pavāru, kas paicināja man uz virtuvi.
He said, here's your spoons. Here's your pots.
Šeit ir jūsu karots, šeit ir jūsu.
Here's your spices.
Šeit ir visas garšvielas.
You're the head cook, Haribol, I'm leaving.
Ah, un jūs būsiet galvenais pavārs.
And he headed out for Miami.
you were invited to be head cook.
I was invited to be vice president, but when I got there, they switched it on.
Ah, tātad es tiku uzaicināts, lai būtu viceprezidents, bet pat, kad es ierados, viņi samainīja to un mani iecēla par galveno pavāru.
And they had me do everything.
Viņš aizbrauc projām.
Every single devotee went out on book distribution.
Un katrs devās, visi baktas devās izpētīt grāmatas.
The whole temple was empty, except I was the only devotee in the temple.
Un es biju vienīgais bakta templī.
I had to cook all the offerings.
Man viss piedāvājumi bija jāgatavot.
I had to wash all the dishes.
Visi trauki jāmazgāt.
I had to make up the deity plates.
Man bija jāgatavo.
I had to transfer the deity plates.
Man bija jāgatavo.
I had to cook the deity sweets.
Man bija jāgatavo saldumi dievībām.
I had to offer all the arctics.
Visas arti man bija jāvada.
It was heavy.
Tas bija pamatīgi smagi.
One day, I was able to walk 2 blocks and mail a letter, and I couldn't believe it. Wow! I actually got out of the temple for 20 minutes. This is really Krishna's mercy.
It was
so intense, I didn't know how I could take it. Another day. But I stuck to my duty day after day, week after week, month after month. It was so heavy. It was so heavy. And then I had to take care of the phone calls and people coming to the door also, the guests. I had to take care of the guests and the phone calls. But it was one of the most purifying years of my devotional career. That intense yogi was one of my greatest assets in devotional service.
That intense yagya
for a whole year is one of the greatest assets of my devotional career. It wasn't easy. But I stuck to my duty. Krishna was purifying me. And then when he felt the time was right, he gave me a new service. But it's in the hands of Krishna. You just have to trust the Lord. And chant your rounds and do your duty.
Maybe it's useful for brahmachari, but not for vihaskas.
Householders have to work even harder. Because they are given the facility of a beautiful girls' association. So they have to work even harder to purify their consciousness.
Feelings and desires to associate with other devotees, to participate, to attend classes, and if it's not available, is it okay to still meditate on this?
But here, you're here now.
But ja ir šī vēlme biedroties ar citiem baktām nākt uz lekcijām, bet ja tas nav iespējams vai arī tad tas ir normāli. Bet jūs taču esat šeit šobrīd. Now it's possible, but not every day. But yeah, that should be an experience, but not every day.
I remember during that year, the Tamil commander was very heavy.
That was
He was so heavy, he said, it's Maya to read Prabhupada's books. You have to be working at every minute. You can't sit down and read Prabhupada's books. That's Maya. I knew the temple commander was in Maya to say that. But I didn't argue with him. I simply raise my hand in the class and I ask the temple president.
Es vienkārši pacēlu roku un jautāju lekcijas laikā jautāju temple prezidentam.
I said, is it Maya to read Prabhupada's book?
Vai tā ir Maya lasīt Prabhupada's grāmatas?
The temple president got the message.
Un temple prezidents saprat, par ko es gribu.
And he made sure that I read a half hour every day after that.
Un viņš izdarīja tā, ka nodrošināja, ka man ir katru dienu pusstundu iespēju lasīt grāmatas.
So if the authorities are actually, working you too hard, you have to use your brain.
Un ja temple autoritātes pārāk smagi izturas pret jums, tad jums ir jālieto savus smadzenes.
How to negotiate.
Un ir jārunā par to.
If your cause is just, Krishna will help you.
Un ja jūsu pamatojuma iemesls būs taisnīgs, tad Krishna jums palīdzēs.
You have to be smart.
Jums ir jābūt gudram.
Krishna will give you all intelligence.
Un Krishna jums dos visu saprātu.
How to negotiate with your authorities.
Kā vest sarunas ar tempļu vadību.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Kur kalpošana ir prioritāte sievietei, kalpošana tieši templī vai kalpošana vīram? Ja gadījumā nevar to savienot, ir pretrunas. For a woman, which service is priority? Direct service in the temple or service to her husband? If it's not possible to do both, what is priority?
For a woman who's living in the temple or living outside the temple?
Who is living in the temple?
If you're living in the temple, then you're being maintained by the temple. You have some obligation. Everyone has to earn their keep. Temple is not a free hotel.
Temples now hotels business.
If you weren't being maintained by the temple, you'd have to work some job and make money to pay the rent.
If you want to live in the temple,
you'd have to work. If you weren't working, if you were living, not living in the temple, you'd have to work a job to earn money to pay rent. So you have to feel some obligation. If you were living out in the world and the landlord said, well, you have to pay your rent, let's say, well, I'm just going to serve my husband.
Bet, piemēram, jūs dzīvojat, ja jūs kaut kur vīrējat, un tad namsaimnieks saka, tā jums par īri jāmaksā, bet jūs sakat...
Well, I say that's fine, you can serve your husband, but not in this apartment, unless you pay your rent.
Bet, saka, man ir jākalpo vīram, un tad namsaimnieks teiks, nu labi, jūs varat kalpot vīram, bet ne šajā dzīvoklī.
You can serve him on the street.
Jūs varat uz ielas viņu kalpot.
But in this apartment, if you want to serve your husband here, you have to also pay the rent.
Bet, ja jūs gribat kalpot savam vīram šeit šajā dzīvoklī, tad jums arī par īri jāmaksā.
Is there any landlord that will give you a free apartment to serve your husband? Here in Riga, is there any landlord that will give you free rent? Anyone who wants to serve their husband, come and stay here and we'll give you free rent because you're serving your husband. Is there any such tenant? Yes, there's some tenant like that?
Yeah. But if my husband pays for the apartment.
Oh. If the husband pays for the apartment, then yes. If his service covers the rent, then yes, you can just serve your husband, that's right.
Yeah, ja viņa kalpošana sēs vīras maksu, ja, tad jums ir jūs kalpojat.
So if the temple authority is totally satisfied by his alone doing service, and they authorize that you can just serve your husband, then it's okay. But if the temple authority feels that both of your service is required in order to to do your fair share, then you have to cooperate with the temple authority.
Bet ja templi vadība uzskat, ka jūsu abu kalpošana nepieciešama, lai tas būtu taisnīgi tie izdevumi tiktu nosēkt, tad jums ir jākooperējās ar templi vadību.
You can't tell your temple authority, I'm just going to serve my husband. Here's an example. Many ladies can all say, well, I just want to take care of my kid. That's my service now. I've given birth to a child, so now my only service is to take care of my child.
Tātad es esmu laidus pasaulē šo bērnu, tāpēc man vienīgais rūpes ir par
So, our temple in Los Angeles, there was a big, big householder community, so many little babies.
Un Los Angeles templī tur bija liela kopiena.
So Prabhupada wanted they should make one nursery so the children could be cared for, so the ladies would be free to do service in the temple.
Un
Prabhupada wanted there should be a nursery.
Yeah, un Prabhupada vēlējās, lai tur būtu tas servis, tātad bērni pieskatīšu servis, lai visi sievietes varētu kalpot templī.
So a few ladies could take care of many children.
Tātad kalpošana, ka dažas sievietes rūpējās par daudziem bērniem.
And the other ladies, then they could do service in the temple.
Un tātad pārējās sievietes var kalpot templī.
So even for serving baby, Prabhupada didn't want that to be an excuse.
Un pat kalpošanai bērniem Prabhupāda negribēja, lai tas ir attaisnojums.
And baby needs much more service than husband.
Bet bērnam ir vajadzīgs daudz vairāk rūpes nekā vīram.
So you must think, I have to do both things. I'm obliged to my husband and to the temple.
Jums jādomā, ka man ir jādara abu pienākumu. Man ir pienākumu pret vīru, un man ir pret templi. Tātad, kāda tā pretruna ir, ka no vienas puses sieva kalpo vīram, jūs kalpo Krišnam un guru, un otras puses, ja mēs kalpojam Krišnam, tad mēs kalpojam visiem. Contradiction, there is contradiction, because on the one hand, it is said that wife serves her husband, but husband serves his guru and Krishna. On the other hand, it is said that one who serves Krishna serves everyone. So, how to...
The wife also must serve the order of the spiritual master. Otherwise, then my Prabhupada is giving initiation to the wife. She is also obliged as guru disciple relationship. Otherwise, the women wouldn't get diksha.
Ja viņām nebūtu jākalpo, tad viņas nedabūtu dikšu.
They would just serve their husband and follow him.
Tad viņas vienkārši kalpotu, kalpot vīram un viņam arī sakotu.
In the Vedic, in the former days, the women were so devoted to their husband, when he left the body, they would throw themselves in the funeral pyre.
Un agrākos ar vēdiskajā kultūrā, kad sievietes bija tik uzticamas, ka tad... Tad, kad vīrs atstāja šo ķermeni, tad viņas iegāja tajā ziedošanas ugunī.
That's how dedicated they were to husband. When he dies, they throw themselves in the funeral pyre.
Tad, kad tik ļoti viņas bija uzticamas.
To be burned alive in the funeral pyre.
Sevi sadedzināja šajā te ugunī.
But that's artificial in the Kali Yuga. We cannot do that. It's artificial. That kind of dedication to the husband is not in this Kali Yuga. So the women also, they should have guru. And they should follow their spiritual master faithfully. They can serve the husband if the husband is properly situated, then the husband is a representative of the spiritual master.
Un ja viņas vīrs ir pareiz, atrodas pareizā stāvoklī, tad viņš ir reprezentē garīgo skolotāju.
He engages the wife in such a way that she's fully surrendered to her spiritual master.
Un tad viņš iesaista savu sievu tādā veidā, ka viņa pilnībā apmierina savu garīgo skolotāju.
Bhagavatam says it is the duty of the spiritual of the husband to make sure the wife is going back to Godhead. The wife has to be going back to home, back to Godhead.
Bhagavatam saka, ka tas ir vīra pienākums nodrošināt to, ka viņa sieva atgriežas pie Dieva.
So the husband will, that is his service. He will engage the wife. He'll make sure the wife is very nicely serving her Guru Maharaj.
Un tas ir vīra pienākums. Vīra pienākums ir būt pārliecinātam, ka viņa sieva nodrošināt to, ka viņa sieva ļoti labi kalpo savam garīgiem skolotājiem.
In that way there's perfect harmony. Guru, husband, there's no conflict. It's perfect harmony.
Un tādā veidā ir pilnīga harmonija. Nav konflikta guru un starp guru vīru.
So the guru may say to the husband and wife, well, it's better you live in the temple. That is better for your Krishna consciousness.
Un guru var teikt vīram un sievai, ir labāk jūs dzīvosiet templī, tas būs labāk jūs Krishna's apziņai.
But some householders, they may be situated outside the temple.
Bet dažiem ģimenes cilvēkiem, viņi labāk varētu būt ārpus templi.
So either way, the spiritual master will engage his disciples, those who live in the temple, those who live outside the temple. So, our time is up. We thank you all very much. We're heading out tomorrow for the USA. We'll be back on April 1st.
Mēs atgriezīsimies rīt no rīta, mēs dodamies projām pēc 4:00 un atgriezīsimies 1. aprīlī.
We'll be leaving tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m.
4:30 rīta mēs no rīta.
We will take a quick darshan of the deities at the temple, the curtain opening, and we will head out.
Tad mums būs tīs darshans šeit, un tad pie tam mēs dodamies projām.
Thank you very much for all of your loving service. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
Śrīman Sankarsan dasat kikāri ki
jai.